saw.
The Europa Clipper left Kennedy Space Center last hour on a journey to find out if life is sustainable below its surface. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
They know there is an ocean under the frozen crust of this moon, Europa. They could tell that by a variety of remote means, with previous missions, ground-based observations, et cetera. They think there's actually two times as much water under the crust of Europa than there is in all the oceans on Earth combined.
The Clipper will sneak close to Jupiter's moon during dozens of flybys during its 5.5-year mission. Now to the campaign trail, where both presidential candidates are headed to a major battleground state. CBS's Jake Rosen.
Donald Trump will be in a Philly suburb later today. The campaign has really spent a lot of time focusing on the central and western part of the state. He's coming back towards Philadelphia, where Republicans have been outspent in the state, though a ton of money has been going into Pennsylvania politics this cycle.
Vice President Harris is trying to win over some key supporters.
It's called Opportunity Agenda, and it's aimed at courting black male voters. Among the proposals, forgivable loans for black entrepreneurs so they can open businesses, and a health initiative that focuses on conditions that disproportionately affect black men. Today, Harris talked about her plans with media host Roland Martin.
Putting $16 billion in HBCUs, having the lowest black unemployment in recent history.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
CBS News confirms Harris will be interviewed on Fox News Wednesday. The Lebanese Red Cross says an Israeli airstrike on an apartment building in northern Lebanon killed at least 21 people today. It comes a day after a Hezbollah drone strike killed four young IDF soldiers at an army base near Haifa. Prime Minister Netanyahu visited that base today and vowed to continue to strike Hezbollah without compassion in every part of Lebanon, including Beirut. Warning to people in hurricane-ravaged western Florida. The FBI says it's gotten 26,000 complaints about post-disaster fraud. CBS's Melissa Matani.
Impersonating contractors. So you'll get knocks on your door saying, hey, we've done some work in the neighborhood. We've got some leftover supplies. Pay us now and we'll give you a discounted fee. We'll come back tomorrow. We'll come back next week and do the job. You'll never see them again.
In New York City, the annual Columbus Day Parade is marching up Fifth Avenue right now. Dow is up 194 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A fund has been established for the unborn child of a Racine firefighter. Maxwell Bear died in a motorcycle crash last week. A procession honoring Bear was held over the weekend. The Racine City Council's boycott appears to be ending. There are votes scheduled for tomorrow night on proposals aimed at changing how the council sets its agenda. If the council can return to normal operations, they'll address several items at tomorrow's meeting, including votes related to the Bell City Square redevelopment project and parking fee waivers for holiday shopping. A major police training event is scheduled this week at Westridge Elementary in Mount Pleasant. Police say the exercise won't impact traffic on Emerson, but people are being advised to avoid the area if possible. And the National Weather Service is warning about water spouts. Conditions are good for them to form on Lake Michigan today and tomorrow. Boaters especially are being told to exercise caution due to the potentially dangerous conditions. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers beat the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers jumped out to a 24-0 lead and never looked back on the way to a 34-13 win over the Cardinals. Quarterback Jordan Love.
That was the goal for us coming in this game, was to be able to start fast and get in that rhythm. And obviously, I think the first drive, not coming with points was tough, but we were able to build on that and start building on that rhythm we wanted to have.
The Cardinals scored 13 points, but quarterback Kyler Murray said it was too little, too late.
If we scored before half or even after half, you're 17-24. And then you feel like it's a game, and then I think second half, man, we just two fumbles back to back, penalties. It just can't let bad plays continue to happen against a good team. So it's too hard.
Up next, the Packers host the Houston Texans. College football: the Wisconsin Badgers with a decisive 42-7 win at Rutgers over the weekend. Wisconsin improved to 4-2. NBA: the Bucks host the Bulls tonight in a preseason game. Chris Middleton, though, is still likely not to play. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
clouds, then sun today, and crisp temperatures still in place, with highs only reaching the mid-50s. We've got chances of scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm once again this afternoon and into the evening. Overnight lows fall to near 40, and the wet weather continues through tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
News and timeless hits right here on WRJM. Chance of water spouts over Lake Michigan this afternoon. Chance of storms later tonight. It's 55 degrees right now in Racine.
On the oceans and upon high seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy, me. All things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby are alive. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Mercy, can't you stand?
Christine's home for local news and timeless is WRJN. You know what? I had so much interest in Simon and Garfunkel that even though this isn't part of the contest, I thought I'd give you a bonus Simon and Garfunkel.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was. Escaping home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
back and we listen. Local news and Timeless says, yep, they're back right here on WRJN. And Packer football, well, that never went away. And sports as well. And you can listen this Sunday. The game against Houston, Texas starts with pregame at 10 a.m. What are these morning Sunday things? You got nothing to look forward to for the rest of the day, you know? Unless it's supper and pizza. And Sunday is always pizza. But anyway, 10 a.m. is pregame show. Kickoff at noon. Join Wayne Larrabee and Larry McCarron for a play-by-play. Packer football on WRJN is sponsored locally by Easy Mobility Solution. It is southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. And Gabriel, the promoter, online at GabrielPromotes.com. And one more, Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. And if you see or talk to any of these sponsors, would you please thank them for us for sponsoring Packer football live on WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 Racine, and 98.1 Kenosha.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal Lines Insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
And I know Annette from Bain's AAA Insurance Agency. She's really awesome.
Sometimes people change, and not always for the better. Take Senator Tammy Baldwin. What happened? She's been in D.C. for 25 years. Extreme left-wing groups have showered her with campaign cash, and now she's siding with them. Baldwin supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. That's extreme. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. That's just cruel. Tammy Baldwin used to share our values, but a quarter century in Washington has made her just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Know my name, they call me the Wanderer. Yeah, the Wanderer.
show a rosy on my chest, cause I'm a wanderer.
On WRJN, we're the home of local news and timeless hits. And this song from Tommy Rowe. This is a really cool song. Really was. Dizzy. But the stream's coming up next. WRJN. Saw you, girl, I knew that I just had to make you mine.
can do about it.
Favorite Mama and Papa's song. I saw her again on WRJN. And that where not John Phillips, but the other guy. Never mind. But what the other guy, the one that slept with John Phillips' wife, Michelle Phillips, that guy. Yeah, Denny Doherty. All right. When he has that final edit, he comes in early with I Saw Her, and then he stops, and then he goes into I Saw Her Again right at the tail end of the song. That was an accident. That was a mistake, but they liked it so much they kept it in. But even John Lennon loved that, and he even asked him once at a party, hey, was that an accident, or did you intend to do it? And he said, well, it was kind of an accident. And John Lennon said, I knew it, but it made the song absolutely brilliant. And I feel the same way about it. In the studio with me right in front of the news here, Rich LoCascio, and big deals.
Big deals indeed this week. So
yeah,
Wednesday coming up, Warren Eye Care Center. So Dr. Warren utilizes cutting edge technology to enhance care quality and efficiency. What you want to do is you want to go to WRJN.com. You click on that big deals tab and you can purchase $30 gift certificates for just $15. That's on Wednesday. And then Friday, this is perfect timing for those early birds out there that like to get their holiday shopping done early. Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine.
Ooh, they're back.
They are back. So purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. That is coming up on Friday.
Oh, thank you so much. Otherwise, when you check out Big Deals, not even on the giant Big Deals day, everything is marked down like up to about 30% on a daily basis. Yeah, and that's where I get my food. And then I say, Rich, I'll buy you some lunch if you go out with me, or not go out with me. Oh, my God. Oh, sorry, Rich.
Yeah.
You're too young for me, like about 40 years. But I say, if you will go out and buy me something from like Lee's Deli or something, then I will share my gift certificate with you.
We got a lot of great local partners.
Oh my gosh, we get a lot of good eats, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Are you working on something for White Castle, maybe?
Perhaps.
All right, that would be great. All right, now we join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Hurricane Helene hit a factory in North Carolina that produces much of the healthcare industry's IV fluids. That's forcing Wisconsin healthcare centers to have to stretch what they have. Some operations are being postponed. The U.S. is importing IV fluid in the meantime. Democrats are blitzing Wisconsin in the presidential campaign today. Running mate Tim Walz is in Green Bay and Eau Claire. Senator Bernie Sanders is in Milwaukee after criticizing Donald Trump in Baraboo over the weekend.
We cannot elect somebody who is working overtime to undermine American democracy.
First Lady Jill Biden campaigns for Kamala Harris in Madison tonight. Harris herself will be in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay on Thursday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A fund has been set up for the unborn child of a Racine firefighter that died last week. 31-year-old Maxwell Bayer was killed in a motorcycle crash near Alpine Valley Thursday. Bayer and his wife got married last year and were expecting their first child. The Charitable Foundation of the Professional Firefighters of Wisconsin is managing a fund to support the child's future education. A procession honoring Bear was held over the weekend. The Racine City Council boycott appears to be over with votes set for tomorrow night. Six alders held up city business in a dispute over setting the council's agenda. At a committee meeting last week, two of three proposals aimed at changes were passed. The proposals will get full council votes tomorrow night. If the council can get back on track, there's other stuff to vote on. The council's last meeting didn't happen due to the boycott. Tomorrow night's meeting agenda has several items, including votes related to the ongoing Bell City Square redevelopment project. Alders could also consider the annual effort to spur downtown holiday shopping with a waiver on parking fees. Kenosha County voters will have a chance to hear from those running to be the DA. The Kenosha County Bar Association has invited District Attorney candidates Carly McNeil and Xavier Solis to a public forum October 23rd. There's no word yet on if both candidates have agreed. And watch for waterspouts today. The National Weather Service says waterspouts are likely to form on Lake Michigan through tomorrow. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Thank you, Stuart J. Waddles. And I'm actually thinking about taking a side trip to the lake before I leave town today. I gotta see that. But actually, we're going to do one more right before the weather here. One more story. And I noticed it. It's now like blowing up on the internet. The Dallas Cowboy game. I mean, they got their behinds beat up by the Detroit Lions
yesterday.
Yeah, 47-9. But that's not the big story. The big story is on Twitter, what used to be Twitter, X, they posted a picture highlighting the fact that they had over 93,000 fans. But they have a picture of the scoreboard on there. But The scoreboard is, the score is blurred.
What?
Yeah. So it's like, and everybody noticed it. Like, it's not, it's the picture, but you can't tell the score on the scoreboard.
Well, I mean, the enormity of AT&T Stadium, first of all, but to blur out the score, I mean, there's no secret. When you're doing bad, you're doing bad. And the Dallas Cowboys this year are doing bad.
And I feel really bad because I'm a big fan of the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, which most fans are saying are the only good part of the game anymore.
There may be some truth to that. Jerry Jones may have something to say about that, too.
Yeah, it's kind of sad when you think all the years that they were awesome. But that's the new internet sensation going on right now. Almost a rabbit hole when you check it out. The Cowboys with the scoreboard. The score is blurred out on X. Again, the score is 47-9.
47-9.
So in a way, I can't blame them.
Clouds then sun today and crisp temperatures still in place with highs only reaching the mid-50s. We've got chances of scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm once again this afternoon and into the evening. Overnight lows fall to near 40 and the wet weather continues through tomorrow too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now it's 55 degrees.
Can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. Gonna be a bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. Gonna be bright sunshiny day.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, it's the Hollies. Here's the bus stop song.
Bus stop, wet day, she's there, I say, and please share my umbrella. Bus stop, bus go, she stays, love grows. She'd show me what she bought.
It's WRJN, and coming up at 2, a dear friend of mine, Kurt Vollmann. He is awesome, does an awesome job on the radio. Please give him a listen if you haven't. He's great.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see.
Hits. WRJ, and that was the Kinks. Hey, coming up at 2 o'clock, we got CBS National News, Stuart J. Waddle's local news, and Mike Clemens.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me, whoa, you cry and moan and say it will work out. The trees.
WRJN.
Started to shower you with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction.
On the expressway to your heart, that expressway, not the best way. I can find it's much too crowded. No, it's much too crowded. So crowded.
In the rush hour, this fella started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
This is WRJN. Mwah! Have a great day. It's Wilson Pickett, and I'm Cindy Huber.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored